Is that yous?
I think it's yous.
It's mine. Yeah, what? What? What do you mean, damaged goods?
That's mine. Hello?
So if I've been around the block a few times, so what?
Yeah, it started with this guy we call the professor.
Yeah, well, I had my problems. I mean, who don't?
So he says to me, one day you're gonna pay, punkle.
Hello?
Yeah, well, they used to say that about Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
So he says, punks like you, you think you'll always keep going your way.
What?
Well, I got news for you, punkle.
Okay, I was like 19 years old living in a hotel hell.
Damaged goods?
On Skid Row.
I mean, like I'm a bruised pear or something?
I know. So he says, You think you can have it all, but when the time comes, it's time to pay up, like it or not.
Uh-huh. It stunk of mold and fried chicken, but worse than that smell.
What?
And the stained rooms.
Yeah.
And the peeling wallpaper and the dripping faucet and the roaches.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm no bruised pear. I mean, I don't mind being called a peach.
Was the devil woman.
But I'm no pear.
So I says to him, when the time comes to pay.
Yeah.
I'll pay.
She wore those tight dresses with stain marks under the arms.
Yeah.
She didn't shave there. She had these thick, long hairs growing out of there.
What do you mean, why not a pear? Because pears are like guys. When they start to go bad,
yeah,
they go bad from the inside out.
So the professor says when it's time to pay, nobody's pockets is deep enough. I'll tell you that, Funko.
And if I met her on the stairs and said hello...
Oh, yeah?
She'd just give me this look like who the yuck are you?
Well, there's guys that look good on the outside,
yeah,
but on the inside, they're rotten to the core.
So I said, you talking about St. Peter at the Golden Gate? And he says, don't kid yourself, punko. You ain't seeing no saints where you're going.
No?
Yeah, I figured maybe she's a gypsy.
Nobody calls me damaged goods.
She sweated all the time. She always seemed hot.
Okay, nobody calls me damaged goods and gets away with it. I'll tell you that.
I mean, I couldn't sleep at night. I was just thinking about her.
So I says, maybe I'll get lucky. And he says, I bet you will.
Uh-huh.
And he says, you know what? He says, your luck always runs out.
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
I'll talk to you later.
As disgusting as she was,
bye.
There was something about her.
I know. Sometimes that's the way it goes.
That hot,
bye,
moist, smelly, hairy body of hers that just turned me on. It was... Yeah, okay. So long. What? What are you two looking at?
Nothing.
Not a thing.
Okay. Hey, cut it out. What's the idea? I wasn't looking. All right. From now on.